Paul's been talking to us about building on the foundation of Christ in the church. And building on the foundation is serious business that each one of us, well, we must take seriously. We must pay attention to how we build. We must take seriously this reality of walking in the Spirit, living spiritual lives, instead of walking in the ways of the world. There's no other way of wisdom for us. Remember, you've been given a new operating system and a new owner's manual. And that owner's manual tells us all that's wrong with the previous way of operating and all the ways of properly working and living according to the new system. This means one major thing for us as we move forward. We must become fluent in speaking and living according to our Bibles. The Holy Spirit has His inspired Word. He has given us what He desires for us to know in His Word. And the indwelling of the Spirit always leads and guides in accordance with His Word. So we must become fluent in the Bible if we want to walk this spiritual wisdom out in our lives and in our church. The other day on the way home from my parents' house, Christy and I were listening to a podcast featuring a stout Christian thinker named Rosaria Butterfield. And she said that we need to put aside our fill-in-the-blank Bible studies because life is not fill-in-the-blank. We must spend large chunks of time investing in reading and thinking and praying over our Bibles, asking the Lord to help us live this out and not just fill-in-the-blank. Today when you pray, please pray for Matthew Prather and his family, our missionaries in Texas. And also remember the Kagogo Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.